Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth, welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. It's episode 723 of the Hucklebug. God, that's a lot of episodes. It is. But the numbers mean nothing, so we'll move on quickly. And there's no rips this week that I know of.
But we got.
I mean, Anita Baker. Anita Baker, is that her name? Anita Hill. Anita Bryant.
Anita Bryant.
Anita Bryant passed away, but fuck her.
Orange juice and hating gays.
That's all she's known for.
I loved the gay community back in that day. They boycotted orange juice.
Yeah.
And she got served.
Yes, she sure did. Let's not dedicate any Hucklebug time to her, though.
She's just nothing to us.
She's nothing. She's nothing to us whatsoever. Yeah. So instead, we will move on to your shout-outs, because you people are something.
Roar!
We will begin over on Hucklebug.com, where we have a shout-out for Tina. Stand in the place where you live.
Yeah, leave us a comment. I love that. We have a viewer tonight.
Scouts joining in your shout out, Tina.
Oh.
Okay, baby.
Scout's having a great night.
Scout is very sociable this evening, and she's going to be sitting apparently right here next to me while I do the Hucklebug.
I'll take the first of these.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
She says, Happy New Year, finally called up. Delighted you both had a lovely Christmas and New Year. All seems like a distant memory now, and I feel the same way. But she says, Bet, I would love to live in a small town where you still have personal service like in the bank. I'm not knocking it. And I know that you wouldn't knock it because you love Beefield and you love Nara's, where Mama came from. She loved those little small southern towns. But she says, everything is automated now. But must say, I love the paying bills and transferring money from my phone.
It's so easy.
Not there yet.
Oh God, it is so easy. I'm with you, Tina. You barely need the computer anymore.
You want to go?
Sure. She says, highlight of last year, did not lose any more of my siblings. Yeah. Well, I guess that's pretty good highlight. Sorry to hear though about previous lows. Low light of last year was covering for months with now staff being off. Yeah. Staff due being off, it actually made me ill. Yeah, that is very much a real thing.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear about that. She also says, Sten's delighted that Mom is getting better care. Heart. Yes, yeah, so am I. She got her first music therapy visit yesterday. Sounds like it went quite well. So I'm very happy about
that. I hope she got an instrument to bang on.
I don't think she was given an instrument, but she said the lady said that they sang songs together and Mom harmonized with her.
Oh!
So she still knows her old harmonies, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Tina goes on to say, I binge-watched a thriller miniseries over the holiday on Netflix called A Confession. Not very imaginative name, but very good. Excuse me, Scout. Trying to read. Thank you. I don't normally like thrillers as they give me nightmares. So I'm with you on that, Tina.
Yeah.
It's British, so not sure it would be on yours, but definitely worth a watch. All right, well I'll look
sure
for
it'll
it.
Be there. It'll be there.
Scout, come on. If you can be here, but you got to at least be quiet. I'm trying to record a show here. You're making a bunch of racket. She also says, we all need a Doug. Not very many decent humans left in this world, but he definitely sounds like one. Oh, he is, for sure.
Oh, he is, for sure.
On that note, I bid you farewell for the time being. Until next time, XX, Tina, P.S., yes. What's the missive?
Okay, So I was wondering if she was wondering why I hadn't sent out a missive.
I think she just doesn't know what we mean when we say under the missive.
That's what Sten said. So the missive is that thing we show, that thing I post out, that is not the episode. It's just telling you we're going to
record a little reminder,
a couple of hours. You know, that's the missive.
Yeah, it's a little reminder on our Facebook page that we put out every week saying, hey, we're going to be recording soon. Leave a comment if you want a shout
out. And I don't know. I just started calling it the missive.
Yeah, and it stuck. Speaking of the missive, we'll move over to Hucklebug's Facebook page.
Yeah.
There are no comments under our missive this week, but there is one under last week's episode from Kelly with an I.
If you start.
I will. Hold on a second. I just clicked on her name and accidentally got carried off to her Facebook page.
Oh.
She says, wow, Stenny, that hospice care sounds amazing. So glad Mom got hooked up. Thank you. Yeah, me too.
And then she says,
good news for her.
Yes. And then she says, Bet, I hope the weather hasn't been too crazy for you. We'll get to that later.
There'll be more, yeah.
She has a friend in Richmond who was without water. I can't even imagine that.
That would suck.
But happy New Year to you both. And
thanks, Kelly with an IE, and to you also, and to all of our Hucklebug listeners as well. And thank you guys for your shout-outs. We appreciate it.
Yay!
I don't know, you guys, I'm recording this week with headphones on, and it's making me a little weird and uncomfortable because I'm not hearing myself back, so I don't know if I'm shouting or not. I bet you just let me know if I'm too fucking loud.
You sound fine.
I sound fine? Okay, good. I feel like I'm shouting, but it's okay. Let's do movies.
Movies!
My movie's American Fiction.
Ah!
Yeah, that's right. Please. I recommended it.
Please tell me you loved it.
Oh, I did. I loved it. Oh. It was excellent. It was very, very good. I liked it on so many different levels. There were really kind of two movies happening here.
Yes.
One was a regular movie about regular people and the struggles in their lives, people who happen to be African American. And then the other movie that's going on is a satire about how an African American writer decides to satirize the media industry to write a, quote, black book, unquote. And I thought both movies worked really, really well and intertwined together very nicely. The acting was excellent.
Oh.
And I'll tell you something else, too. This is something I've been critical of over the last, like, 5 years. Over the last 5-6 years, I've been bitching that there are no movies out there about the struggle that you go through in your 50s when your parents start getting older and it's time to start, you know, and you're watching them break down physically and mentally.
Yeah.
And yeah, making that decision about putting them into assisted living or having to move them out of their house and all the rest of it. Like, I felt completely unprepared for this stage in my life, and I blame the movies because there have been no movies about it. And that's how I know things about life. It's from watching movies. So because there was never any movies about this, I didn't know this part of my life was coming. But here is a movie that does very much address this thing. And I'll tell you, it was small. It was not a big portion of the movie. But I recognized so much of my own struggle in that, and I recognized conversations with my siblings and all sorts of other things. I was really appreciative that that was included in the movie. I love that.
And you know the mom in this movie,
Leslie Uggams,
which
she was beautiful.
As a child of the 60s, I remember her, but I didn't even know she was still around. And there she was giving this wonderful performance.
Oh my goodness. She's so good. She's so good. And she's been in a number of things recently. Leslie Uggams has been having a little revival.
Good for her.
But she was in the show Fallout, completely different type of character too, but she was excellent in that also. But yeah, big, big thumbs up for
America. Oh, I am so happy you liked it.
Yes, it's on Amazon Prime for those of you who would like to check it out. What have you got, Bet? You have a movie also?
Well, I do have a movie, which I watched last Sunday after last podcast. And you know, the movie that I posted last time, was because I couldn't see this one.
Oh, that's Apple, right. There was one you wanted to see on Apple.
It was ugly to me, you know.
Yes, so, but as it frequently is.
It's a movie I'd never heard of, and it's called Blitz.
Bliss or Blitz?
Blitz.
Like Ballroom Blitz.
Yes. Okay. Starring Saoirse Ronan.
Okay.
The
yeah.
main character. But this movie, from the beginning, is everything that interests me. It takes place during World War II in England.
During the Blitz, I imagine.
During the Blitz. But also another thing that I also love, that during that time, people took their kids from London and moved them up to places to get them out of the Blitz.
Scotland, Wales.
To let other families kind of adopt them for a while and make them safe.
Yeah, just send them away to strangers.
And so this one is Saoirse, who has a son, George. She's a single mom. And we find out later why she's a single mom. I won't go into that. But her son is George, and he's about seven, eight.
Okay.
And he's a mixed race kid. So, you know, and so, you know, in the town where he lived, which is Stepney, I think, he got made fun of a lot and he got bullied.
Yeah.
But she does the right thing and he sends him out, and he hates her for it. And in fact, he tells her at the train station, "I hate you."
Yeah.
So they put him on the train. He gets bullied some more. Mm-hmm. And he just decides to go out, jump off the train, down into a valley, and waves to the train and says, "I'm going home." And so the movie is about this little kid trying to follow the train tracks and go back home to Stepney.
Wow. It's like, what's that Disney movie about the cat and the two dogs that
The Incredible Journey. Yeah.
The Incredible Journey.
And it
like
is
that, but with a kid.
Pretty incredible. And I love this movie, people. Okay. It's called Blitz.
Blitz.
But I have to tell you, I'd never heard of the little kid who played George, of course. I knew Saoirse.
Yeah.
But the only other person, now when this kid goes all of his journey, he meets a man. Well, he's mixed race, as I said. And he says, "I'm not black, I'm white." But he meets a London guard who takes him out to a place in the Blitz, who is from Nigeria. And and the guy is so nice to him, he finally says, "I'm black. I'm black."
Aww.
And so he finds his way out, and he's walking through another town, and a black woman finds him, and she says, "Are you hungry?" And he says, "Yes, ma'am, I am." And she says, "If you tell me your name, I'll get you something to eat." And so he does. But this black woman takes him to a place where there are people during the war who are just trying to, you know, they go to buildings that are bombed, and they need kids because they're small to go in and steal all the jewels and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
And so they recruit him into this, and they are so mean to him. Aww. And the man, the main man from that group, his name is Stephen Graham.
Okay.
And you won't know that name, but you know this actor. This is England. Remember how much this? Remember the guy, the Nazi guy who got the kid into the Nazi
skinhead
party?
The big skinhead guy. Yeah.
Yes. Stephen Graham is that guy. And he is just as great an actor in this one as
he's a big, imposing, scary bastard as well.
But you know, he survives that. He comes out. He just wants to see his mom and his granddad, because that's where they lived, his mom, his granddad, and him. And every time I saw clips of the family, it was Swarzy, it was that little kid, and the granddad. And I kept thinking, my God, that guy looks so familiar. Who is this actor? I know I have to have seen him before. And when I went to IMDb and looked it up, the granddad in this movie is played by no less a person than Paul Weller.
Oh, wow.
Paul Weller of the Jam, of the Style Cafe. He's a singer.
I know who Paul Weller is.
Yeah. But, I'm telling everybody.
No, that's true. That's for our listeners.
But I never knew that he ever acted. But he was so great in this. But it's such a great movie, and I can recommend it to anyone. It's called Blitz.
Blitz. Thumbs up for Blitz. All right, there you go, guys. Two very good movies to start the year.
Yeah, he played George. I don't know if he'll ever act again, but that he did this was fan-freaking-tastic.
Good for
him.
He
is so good.
Little George. Well, I'm interested in that. And that's on Apple TV Plus, you said?
Apple TV, yes.
All right. I will keep an eye out for that. Let's get into some lowlights. Both Bette and I have a couple of lowlights. Now, mine is quite minor compared to, I mean, honestly, I think I had lower lights than this. Not ones that I necessarily want to share on the Hucklebug, but this seemed like a thing that I could talk about anyway on the show. And I discovered this yesterday, right after I posted those pictures on Facebook of the Viking dragon ship that I've been building, which Bette gave me for Christmas, you guys. And it's been, listen, I have to tell you, it's been going remarkably well. I've been kind of surprised by it.
It's lovely.
It's starting, like, it's taking shape. It's really starting to look like the ship now. The first week that I was working on it, I was intimidated and a little afraid of it. Because it's got a motor, it's got lights,
exactly,
it's got moving parts,
and that, yes.
So I have been a little intimidated, but I started working on it on like Thursday, Friday, and really started getting into a groove. So now it's really taking shape. You can see it's kind of boat shaped and everything. However, right after I posted the pictures on Facebook, I was looking at the instructions and kind of planning ahead for the next bits that I'm going to be putting together. And I realized that there is a small package of connectors that is missing from my kit.
Oh, no!
Yeah. No, I contacted support, and they should be sending them out to me for free. But they may be shipping from as far away as China, so it could be quite a long time before I get them. No, it's not you. You didn't do anything wrong. So inside the kit, there's all the sheets of the wood that you snap the big wooden pieces out of. And then there's all these little baggies that have, screws and like little wooden dowels and like little, all the little things that kind of help keep the actual thing together. And I had bags 1 through 7. And then instead of bag 8, I had bag 7 again.
Oh, no!
two bag 7s and no bag 8. And bag 8 is the one that I need.
Shades of IKEA.
Exact. Very much shades of IKEA. So I'm going to look at the instructions. I think there's a little bit that I can continue to do before I get the rest of the connectors. But I'm afraid to do too much.
At least 2 weeks?
I have no idea how long it'll take. I think it'll be Monday before I even hear back from them. I submitted a request for the replacement parts on Friday, but it was like Friday afternoon. So, I mean, like even if they have a headquarters on the East Coast, they would have been closed. So we'll see. We'll see what happens on Monday. I imagine that I will get a response from them, and they'll say they're going to ship them out. So I'll probably just have to take a break from it, and maybe I'll work on another paint by numbers in the meantime or something. But that was my low light, because I was feeling so good about how it was going.
You said it was little. I think that's a pretty big low light.
It's not. Compared to, for example, the fires in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
It's a very small low light.
Yeah, right.
It's a very small
put it in perspective.
Exactly. Perspective is everything.
And maybe I'll put this in perspective, but I don't know.
All right. Well, let's hear about your low light.
I got a low light too.
Yeah.
And folks, if you've been out on my Facebook page, you know. And I think
on the
show, I told Stans for like the first four snows of this year, I really dodged a bullet. They were not what they were supposed to be. It was okay. This week, the snow started. It still hasn't stopped. Temperatures like two degrees. So, yeah. You know, not only is there snow, there's ice. And it has just, pardon my language, fucked my brain for a fair deal. It's just awful. I hate snow. I hate having to go out in it. And I realized this week, I kind of knew it was coming, but I finally talked to San, my workmate, about it. You know, her husband, Ziffle, was my snow shoveler.
Yeah.
But he had some health problems earlier in the year.
Yeah, he's getting to be a little old to be her.
And I have come to realize I have no snow shoveler.
Oh, that's right.
So it was so bad Monday. There was no work. That was the day I had no electricity. So that meant the company I worked for didn't either.
Right.
Then Tuesday came and Pat said, well, we'll go out, you know, late schedule about 10. And I still had that driveway and I had nothing to do about it.
Right. So I mean, you're not getting out there with a shovel.
Right. It ain't going to happen. I went back and forth because I thought, maybe is this too forward? But I called my friend, who was also a client, and the mayor of our town, Donnie.
Who does
his job is doing landscaping and snow removal.
Oh, okay.
And I said, I know you do commercial snow removal, but do you know anybody who could possibly help me get out of my driveway?
Just get out of my driveway, man.
Oh, yeah. I know a guy. He works with me. He'll do it for you. And so he got that guy out. And I did finally at about 1:30 or so get to work that day.
Okay.
But they're still calling for more snow.
You were telling me 5 to 7 more inches, right?
Yes. Hasn't happened yet. But it's going to be awful. I hate winter, people.
I know.
I used to love it, but I hate it so much now. And just trying to park on the side of the road in front of the office, you know, where... Right. They shovel snow, so it all piles up on the side.
Yeah, they got the berms there, so you can't get around them.
Just trying to get into work has been awful, and I'll leave it there at that because I've got something to say later, but there you go.
Okay.
Low light. Just please, Lord, let us get out of January. If we get out of that month, maybe it'll warm up and be better later.
Fingers crossed. Well, best of luck to you. I know, listen, your sister's going to be understanding about it if you're not able to get in. You know, it would be great if they could set you up so you could just log in from home. I don't know why they have not done that at the company you work for. They should just make it possible for you to log in from home and work from home for a day if you need to. Yeah. But, you know, until then, I guess you're just stuck.
As Tina says, small town.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I have a segment that I have titled "More About Batteries," and bet this is gonna blow your fucking mind. And I don't know why I've been so late in telling you this. We've done two shows since I made this discovery.
Oh, I can't wait!
I was out shopping like Christmas Eve or something with my sister, and one of the things that was on her list was AAA batteries. So we go to the little, battery kiosk at the Fred Meyer. You know, it's like a thing where you have It's on, you know, it's like a postcard rack that has, you know, that's got four sides and you turn it, right?
Like that. Was it a Saturday Night Live sketch, the Scotch tape store? That might have been The Simpsons. The Scotch tape store. Just one thing that you said.
Just Scotch tape. Scotch tape only. I'm not familiar with that. Anyway, so we're there. We're looking at the batteries. And we find the AAA batteries. But guess what's right next to them?
The
quadruple A batteries. Oh, God. Four A's. Quadruple
what
A batteries.
In the hell requires a quadruple A?
They're slightly taller and a little skinnier than AAA. Why? Why are we making new batteries, for heaven's sakes? They're clearly not taking your suggestion online, Bet, which is one battery to rule them all.
Exactly.
Or my suggestion, which is make everything rechargeable and let's just get rid of batteries completely.
Quadruple.
I have no idea what takes a quadruple A battery. I don't want to know. I know
So it doesn't say like on the back of the package.
I didn't look at it that closely.
Well,
so
you should have.
It's probably some new kind of remote control or something like that. I mean, I'll tell you.
Oh my God.
So many of my remote controls now take those flat CR2032 batteries or whatever they're called. It doesn't stop. Next year there's going to be quintuple A batteries if we're not careful. And still there's no B battery. Or is there? Did we learn that there is a B battery? Those the type that used to go in
I've radios? Never heard of a B battery.
I thought somebody told us that B batteries used to go in like old radio tubes or something like that. Yeah. Maybe somebody left us a comment telling us that. What about single A though? Has anybody told us anything about single A batteries? Are there single A? There's double A, there's triple A, now there's quadruple A. Are there just single A batteries? I don't think
I know of a single A.
There's also N batteries. Have you ever seen an N battery?
Never. What's an N?
N batteries. They're sort of short and squat. They look like a shorter, fatter version of a double A. And I've used one of those. One of those was in one of the cameras I used to have. Took an N battery. I mean, it's nuts. There's so many batteries. But yeah, quadruple A. I was so gobsmacked. And I've been wanting to tell you about it for weeks. And I forgot about it the last two shows. So there you go. That's all I wanted to say. Not only are there all the batteries that we were railing about previous, but there's also quadruple A's now, apparently. Just making new batteries all the time. That's what they do. All right, Bet, what do you got?
Well, I have a game of the week.
All right. Looking forward to hearing about a game of the week.
Which all of you out there are erudite people, so you may already know all about this. But I didn't until a couple of weeks ago. On the bane of my existence, the Today Show.
The Today Show. By the way, I heard Hoda is retiring.
Oh, thank God her final day was Friday. You know, just one thing. Okay. Hoda, whether it's happy or sad or emotional, she's always wiping her eyes like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never seen one tear go out.
No actual tears, just a lot of sniffles.
But that's Hoda, and she's gone, and thank heavens for that. And they could all go for my money. But they did a segment about the New York Times. And they had the editor of the games portion of the New York Times. And they talked about Wordle, which, of course, mm-hmm. I've never played.
Me either.
Didn't even try. Didn't care.
Nope.
But she started talking about another game that the New York Times has, which is called New York Times Connections.
Okay.
Do you know that?
I do not. I think I've seen people play it on Facebook. I think I've seen
Mr.
Middlebrow playing it.
Yeah. One of the guys on the show played it while she was talking about it. And I thought, this game has got to be great. I got to try to play this game. So I went out there. Okay, so Connections is, it's a grid of 16, four rows.
Yeah.
And each row has a block that just has a word in it. And I was trying to, I have one punched up that I haven't played yet, but I'll tell you what what it's about. The words all, you have to match the words that mean the same, you know. So, yeah. Like, you're looking at the grid, and it, within all those words, you'll see the word niece, N-I-E-C-E, you know, for uncle. Deli, D-E-L-I, you know, place where you go eat.
Sure.
Soul, as you know, your soul, you love your soul. Uh-huh. And Rome, Rome, if you want
if to. If you want to, yeah. Sure.
But those are the four that pick up because they are the sounds of international cities. Nice, Seoul, and Rome. Okay.
Sure.
So you have to think outside of the box.
Right.
And I have become so addicted to this game. And it's one of those things. Every once in a while, things will happen, and I can get all four of them.
And you feel super fucking smart.
Exactly. And most of the time, I'll get the first two rows. And the thing of it is, if you say, I give up, they don't give you what the answers are. You just go to the next game.
Right. Interesting.
And sometimes,
well, you can go on Facebook because people play it on Facebook all the time. Yeah. So
and Facebook, sometimes I'll be sitting there and I can't get one damn row. And so I have one hooked up and we'll look at it. And I'm not going to take a lot of time, but it's We Park, We, W-E-E, Pump, Wedge, It, Neutral, Minute, Reverse, Clog. Okay, so Wedge, that's a shoe. Pump, that's a shoe.
Roll pump, that's a shoe.
Clog, that's a shoe.
Sure.
Slide, is that a shoe?
Slide, yeah, slide is a shoe.
Okay, shoes. It is. I got it.
Yeah, good job. Those are all shoes. Yeah, slides are shoes.
So we, that's us, people. Park. We, that means small. Oh, we, minute could be minute. So that's minute. Small. Slight, that's
also small. Yes.
And small. Okay. So
and small is also small.
Okay, so I got two.
There you go. You're kicking ass.
Here's where it's going to go bad.
Okay.
We, you, us. Park. Oh, park, neutral, drive, and reverse.
Gears.
And so easy. I know I've won, but then I try to decide what the last one is. We, it, they, and I. Oh, pronouns.
Pronouns. You're kicking ass at this game.
Oh, I can't believe that I picked one up that I won.
Listen to the Hucklebug and thrill as Beth solves the New York Times connection game. Woo!
And the gods.
Uh-oh, easy.
The Connaughton gods were with me tonight.
Oh,
but it is so much fun to play. I am just, and there's a place, you know, if you go to the New York Times, you might play one or two. And then you have to buy the New York Times.
There's a
site where you go to the archive. So I'm playing all the old ones. And I can give you the link where you can just go and play and play and play for free.
All right. Yeah, good. That's what I want. I want to play and play and play for free. And I'm certainly not going to pay for it.
I can't believe I got them all.
New York Times connections. All right. I found it. Well, I will. Oh, and there's also... There's your hints and answers for Friday, January 10th. So it's got those two if you ever want to look those up. Mashable's got them daily. So there you go, you guys. New York Times connections. I think you're probably right, Bet. I assume that most of our audience is familiar with that before you told them about it. But
right.
It's okay. The show is about us. The show is not about others, is it? Let's do our U rules and get the heck out of here, I think. My U rule is pretty simple this week. It is for the firefighters battling the multiple blazes in Los Angeles. I'll tell you what, that kind of knocked me for a loop, all of these fires in LA. This is not the time of year that they have fires like this. These fires, these types of fires usually happen in summer. It's quite unusual for there to be this many huge blazes. Well, it's unusual nature, anyway.
Mother Nature hates us, and this is where we live.
Well, I don't, frankly, I don't blame Mother Nature for hating us. Exactly. We've not necessarily made ourselves good stewards.
Man, the people who were fighting, those responders, just unbelievable.
And according to my Facebook page, multiple firefighting organizations up and down Washington State have been sending out trucks and personnel to go down and help fight the blazes as well. So the good news is the winds have died down, so that should make things easier now. The wind, the first 2-3 days of the fire was just making it impossible to contain. I think now they've reached a point where the fires aren't necessarily getting bigger, but they're not necessarily getting smaller either. So yeah, keep everybody in your thoughts, you guys.
Yes.
Got some coworkers that have had to evacuate. And it seems like it's getting kind of close to our office. I think that if I still lived in Burbank, I would be I would have a packed bag in the car. That's for damn sure. I don't know if I would have evacuated already, but there would be a packed bag in my car, and I would be ready to go at a moment's notice if I needed to. Yeah, it's not good. So Kelly with a Y, please stay safe.
Yes, but then evacuating. You have to leave your home. You have to take your pet. You have to take your stuff. And where do you go? And, you know, that has
depends.
To be so hard.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in some places, if you don't have any place else to go, you got to go, you know, to the school or wherever people are gathering. You know, if you're lucky, you've got a friend or a relative you can go stay with.
Right. But you might be alone.
A big place.
Just with other people.
Yeah. It's true. So anyway, everybody stay safe. I don't know if we have any listeners in LA anymore outside of Kelly with a Y. Kelly with a Y, you stay safe. I know Saskita doesn't live there anymore.
She was marked safe. So.
Yep, she was. And she's updated a couple of times. I think she did actually evacuate. I'm not sure if she's back home now. I mean, the fires are just cropping up all over the place. There was one in the Hollywood Hills. I think they got that one taken care of, the one in the Hollywood Hills. So there's a good chance Kelly's back home now. Who's your rule, Bet?
I have two. The first, she was of the year. She's starting out again. First year rule.
Your
is
sister?
My sister, Pat.
Pat is killing. She's killing
she's
it.
She's killing it because of the snow and me and how I hate the snow.
Yes.
But she's done so much for me. To get me to work, I mean, I guess that's what she has to do. She needs to go to work. During this horrible snowstorm, I mean, she comes out with all that frozen stuff and a little bit of ice melt. And she has this big snow shovel and she's just trying to just, you know, break some ice to get me up there. And then she holds my hand and gets me up over the curb and into.
Yeah.
And she's done that all week. And I did post a thing about if you have a sibling who's wonderful, thank
them. Yeah, I saw that.
I thank her every single time holds my hand. I thank her. But
that's
I know she's getting damn sick of it. But she still does it.
She loves you.
My second you rule, and this is the reason it stands up. I was a little late coming up to the Huckleberry.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, that's right.
And I said there was a reason.
She had a good. She said she had a good reason. I've been waiting for an hour to hear it. So I'm dying.
Because learning that I didn't have a snow.
Incidentally, she was not late. By the way, she was not late. You were not late at all.
Well,
you were here at 3 o'clock. It's okay.
but that I had no snow shoveler anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a Facebook page. From a friend, a client, and one of the sweetest people I know. Her name's Billy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And she was posting something about after the snow, she and her husband decided to go out and get a generator because they'd been so sick of being without power.
Yep.
And so I just, on the off chance, asked Billy, I'm without a snow shoveler. Do you know anybody who would do that? And could you tell me? And she immediately said, yes, the person who does it for us, his name is Anthony. And, you know, she gave me the link. And so I went to the Facebook link on his page, and he hadn't linked anything since June. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, well,
right.
But I sent him a message, and right. I told him that I wasn't a hacker. I was Billy's friend. And tomorrow morning, he's coming to my house, and yay. I may have another snow shoveler.
Yay!
He was
make him
so,
some hot chocolate or something.
So nice. And thank you, Billy, for just being a great friend.
Yay! Fantastic. I'm glad you got hooked up with a new snow shoveler. Yeah. That's important, you know. The Ziffle can't be doing that stuff anymore. Mm-mm. He's an old man. How old is the Ziffle, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, he's about 70.
Yeah.
72, maybe.
Yeah, it's like my dad's next door neighbor, Mike, who is a great guy and, of course, is, you know, has been, you know, has been over the years all too happy to shovel dad's driveway and stuff. But thank God Stacy and Steve are there now.
Well, I knew it was about to happen because during the summer when he had that health scare, mm-hmm. the thing that Ziffle loves more than anything in his life is his garden. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't even go out and garden.
Yeah.
So I knew it wasn't going to happen.
Right. Yep. Yep. I understand that.
Yep.
All right. Well, that I got.
I think gang, you've done
that,
it.
That is our show this week. We would love to hear from you guys anything that you have to say about anything. I don't know. Ooh. We didn't really do a topic this week that requires feedback, did we? Right.
Well, we thought we were doing a short show. We could have had a topic, but it turned out to be a long show.
It just turned out to be a normal sized show. All the shows all seem to be the same length, don't they? Well, gang, anyway, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of The Hucklebug. Until next week, you know, I should throw this out there.
Okay.
There's a possibility that my sister's coming to visit next weekend. I think this is a very remote possibility. I think if she was coming next weekend, that I would know it by now. I suspect she's not coming, but I will let you know if that does happen. Because obviously we won't be recording a Hucklebug if she's here.
Yeah.
Until next time, we thank you for listening to this episode of The Hucklebug. Till next time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet. Turn in next week when you'll hear Stenny say...
I will say that exact thing. Next week, I will say that exact thing. Until then, you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye. We love you.
Bye. We love you. Mwah.
And that's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
Bit of a chunk. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said that, Scout.
She didn't hear you, fortunately.